Hello.
You there? Hello?
Yes, am I on the speaker
Yeah.
now?
No, it's not working. My speaker's not working. I'll have to take it down to my mate and get him to fix it. I don't know why, but it's not working.
Okay, then stay on the line. I'm gonna get back to you within 5 minutes, so I'll just stay on the line.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay.
You there?
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, can you just open up the HSBC? Yes, I can hear you. Can you just open up the
HSBC AU?
Yeah, okay. I thought you'd gone permanently.
No, not
yet. So long, and the lines are so bad here, you don't know whether they're disappearing, whether they're not working or not. Okay. It's really hard to talk to anybody these days, I tell you. Right. Yep. Okay.
Open up the HSBC AU.
Sorry, what was that?
Open up the HSBC AU, that application.
Right, enter your digital secure team code, key password.
Okay, I'm just below that. Can you see any option? It says generate secure key.
Oh, yes, yes. Click on that.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, I actually got my speaker back because I got in the car. So that's something. Okay, yep, go for it.
Now, once you click on that generate secure key, then what do you see?
So you're going to give me the code, are you?
No, you just give a click on generate secure key on the bottom.
Yeah, which I did. Log on to security code, reauthenticate security code, transaction security code.
Give a click on transaction security code.
Right, okay. Enter the last four digits of the account number you are sending money to.
Yes, I'm providing you the last four digits of the account number. It
yep.
should be 7680.
Seven?
Well, yes, 76.
Yep.
80.
Yep.
Now touch on the second box, the second line.
Okay. Is that just under that code? Enter your digital secure code, and then if you enter an incorrect digit, is that what you're talking about? Where are you talking?
No, like you once you click on that, you are able to see two boxes over there. One is the last four digit. One is the last four digits of the account number on the top.
So where do I click on that? Hang on. Peter, I'm no good at this.
Touch on the first. Code. Yeah, transaction security code. Once you click on
it's,
that.
It's disappeared, so can you give it to me again, please?
Yes, 7680.
Now, where do I go to find these two boxes?
Okay, you close down the page and reopen the page again.
Yep. It's come back
then
up.
Give a click.
Yep.
Can you see generate security code?
I'm still at the generate code, and I'm not meant to be there, am I?
You just close down that page properly. Close it down properly and reopen it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but it's not working for some reason. I don't know why.
Swipe up your screen from bottom to top and just close it down.
It's still coming up with that code seeing it. Hang on.
What it says?
Yeah.
What it says?
Yeah, I've gone back to enter your digital security code.
Yeah, and just below that, give a click on generate security code.
Okay. Yeah.
Now what do you see?
I've got to enter your digital security pass key password. So I click on transaction security code, is that right?
No, look at the very bottom. Can you see generate security code it says?
I've pressed that. So where do I go then?
Like what options do you see now?
Log on security code, re-authenticate the security code, transaction security code.
Give a click on transaction security code.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now can you see two boxes? On the first box, you need to type there 7680.
7680, yeah.
Yes. And on the second box, click on the second box.
Yeah.
Now on the second box, type there, W is in cap, capital W.
Hang on. Not working today. Why? W. Enter your digital secure key password is what I'm doing.
Yes.
W.
Now, here, capital W.
Yes.
Then EL.
EL, yeah.
Then 90.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah. Continue.
Give a click on continue. Now what do you see? Can you see any code came up?
Nothing come up. Oh, account just come up. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is this?
99754 48. In the good, any everyday global account.
99754 8.
Yep. 0.48.
99. It should be 6-digit number.
99754.48.
How many digits do you see?
Sorry?
How many digits do you see?
99,754.48 Australian dollars.
It can't be come up like this. Now just below that, what options do you see?
Transaction account, savings, return, deposits. You've got your little guys up the top. You got your little guy up the top.
You just close it down and reopen it once again. Close it down properly and just do it.
Yeah.
And just the way you are doing it, you just do it very just take your time and do it. Make sure you don't do any mistakes.
Well, I guess, now it's come up again with everyday global account, $99,754.48 Australian.
You just straight log in into your bank. I told you to generate the key. You do one thing, I have told you, you just put your password in and just log into your bank. You just look at your right hand side of, can you see your profile size?
The little guy up the top?
Yeah. Give a click on that.
Right.
Then give a click on log out.
Are you sure you want to log off?
Yes. I have told you to generate the secure key. You have logged in onto your bank. You didn't put that code that is 7680.
Peter, I can hardly hear you or understand you today. The line is so bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it's, every now and then it goes muffled and I lose what you're saying.
So where are you at the moment?
I'm just out in my car because I can't get anything in the unit.
Okay, so just stay on a place, all right, while you can hear me properly.
Didn't hear that, sorry.
I said that you are not at home at the moment?
No, I'm not at home at the moment. I'm in the car out the front of home.
Okay, so just be on the line. Put me on speaker and be on the line. And listen to me carefully with what I'm saying. Like, you don't need to log in onto your bank. I have told you to give a click on generate security on that time.
Peter, I can hardly understand what you're saying. The line is so bad.
Can you just go back to your home?
It's worse in there. That's why I came out to the car. You can't hear anything in the unit. It's really bad. There are big problems out here at the moment.
It just be on the line. Should I text you up and let you know that what you need to do in the meantime?
Yes. You're muffled. I can't hear a word you're saying now.
Okay, hold on.
For a while?
No, we have to do it now, actually. So that's the reason.
Peter, I can't keep wasting this much time if I can't do something.
Okay, I'll text you on your email, all right?
Right, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you before, but that'll go again in a minute.
Okay, so just be on the line. Don't hang up the call. Just be on the line.
Okay.
Is there?
Yeah.
I have sent you a text.
Okay, alright. I'll hang up and read it. What have I got to do then?
Open up your email first.
Okay, well, hang on. Interesting.
Now read it properly what I have sent it.
Peter?
Yes?
Don't pick on me. I have a lot to do today, okay?
I didn't say it to you like this. I just said that read it properly. So that it will be easier for you then.
I don't like being picked on, I can tell you now. Because I've got a really big day and this is just making it hard.
Sorry about it.
See, this is where I'm not real, I don't do this normally. And this is where it makes me frustrated, because I don't do it normally.
I can understand.
No, I don't think anybody really understands when somebody doesn't ever do this before and then all it gets sprung on them at the last, you know, every day. And I really can't cope with it at the moment.
They can just be calm down first.
Okay, so enter your digital secure code. I've got to there. Can you give it to me? Because I'm not going to go flipping backwards and forwards.
Can you able to read it, the message? That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can read the message, but can you give me the instructions? It's far easier.
Okay, you need to open up the HSBC AU that application.
Which I've opened, yes. It's enter your digital secure key password. Is that where, that's where I'm at, isn't it?
No.
No, okay.
Now, just below that,
yeah.
Can you see at the very bottom, it says, generate digital secure key.
Yeah, I'm not on the right thing. No, I've come up with, enter your digital security code and it's forgot your digital security key password.
Look at the bottom, on that page, look at the bottom, there should be an option, generate secure key.
Okay, so I probably need to go out of that HSBC and open it up again, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to get out of that. Why won't let me close it down? Oh, here we are. I'm there. Right, transaction security code.
Yeah, give a click on transaction security code.
Yeah, enter the last 4 digits of the account number you are sending money to.
Yes. Now, on that page, on the first column, type there 76.
Yep.
80.
Yep.
And just below
and
that.
You go down to the next.
Yes.
Go down to the box, do you? And on that line, you type W.
Capital W.
Yep.
Then E for Echo, E.
Yep.
L for Lima, L.
Yep.
90.
90, yes.
38.
38, yes.
21.
Generate code?
Yes, give a click on that.
Right, that I've done. And that now, generate code?
Yes.
330476.
330476. 0476.
6. 330476.
Okay, now just hold on. Can I just be on the line?
Yep. 15,500 Australian. It's been something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Today we have made a transfer of 15,500. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we need to do, we are going ahead and we will gonna make the transaction like this for the next of the few days. And we will gonna, at the last day, we will gonna talk about the 39,600. Maybe on that day you need to call up the HSBC, because they have said that it will gonna get back onto your account. It will gonna refund it back to you. So we have to wait for 7 days until or unless it will go, if you'll get back onto your account, then it's okay. And if it's not, then you need to ring them up and tell them that it has been deducted, but it's not coming up on my statement. Like, it's not coming up on your bank. So I will gonna let you know after that. Okay. So just allow me some moment.
So you've taken out 15,000 today.
Yes, right. Just hold on for a moment. Okay, and could you just tell me that tomorrow by what time you will be free?
I really don't know. Hang on till I see if I can get to my calendar. I really don't know. This is what's stressing me so much at the moment, is all this. Okay, so it's not going to be until 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Yep. See, I can hear you in the car, but I can't hear anything in the unit. The phone is just muffled and horrible. Get in the car and put the speaker on in the car and I can hear everything.
Okay, got it. Okay, then what I'll do, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do one thing. I'm gonna get back to you tomorrow in the morning at 12 o'clock. And today you are going somewhere. By what time you have to go to the work?
I'm going to work at 2 o'clock.
Okay, if before 2 o'clock I need to speak to you, then I will gonna give you a call back. I'm gonna let you know. Okay,
please do. Just send me a message. I'll keep watching it. Because I've just got so much happening in these next 3 weeks.
Okay, then I'll text you up, then I'm gonna ring you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.